Dr. Barb Clayton, associate professor of Mount Allison's Religious Studies Department, is sad that her students in her community as a classroom course are unable to visit the local middle school this semester. Dr. Clayton's course is part of Mount Allison's Engage program, which aims to connect Mount Allison students, middle schoolers, and community members with projects based on shared interest. COVID-19 prevents inter-school mingling, so her students are brainstorming ways to digitally engage with Marshview Middle School kids, as they have for the past 3 years.
So for the past, this will be the third year that we've run this program, where in support of the notion of 21st century learning, which is focused on, community-engaged learning is part of this idea of people learning in much more pragmatic ways that cultivate skills like communication and creativity and collaboration, critical thinking. Mm-hmm. That's the sort of pedagogy behind this program, where Mount A students are paired with groups of students at Marshall Middle School, and they work on community projects together, or basically projects that were of interest to the students at Marshview. So the idea is that, and what's happened to, this year is different because of COVID, but before COVID, what was happening was that every Wednesday afternoon, all of Marshview Middle School was taken over, dedicated to working on these projects. And so, before the term started, the principal of the school, Heather Dixon, she would basically sort of survey the students, find out what kind of things they were interested in, and then we would sort of find some community partners based on those themes. So, for example, some students were interested in cooking, and some were interested in birds, and some were interested in wellness, and some were interested in creative writing, and some were interested in yoga. Like, these are some of the things that were going on, like some of the project areas, I guess, or mm-hmm. that we worked on in the first couple of years, sort of pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. And so then what would happen is Mount A students would be connected with a community partner and a teacher and a group of students on a particular theme, and for the semester they would work on a project with those students.
Dr. Clayton's students are making videos and other forms of digital outreach to hopefully get the kids just as excited about the program. Their focus this semester centers climate change.
Because of COVID, they had to do, basically the students weren't able to, the university students weren't able to go in the schools, so we're not able to go in the schools right now. So what my students are actually right now in the process of doing is coming up with what we're calling work plans or lesson plans on different aspects of climate change that will provide project ideas that the students at Marshview Middle School will choose from, and the teachers, together with their teachers. So it's working very differently this year. And we're going to make, little videos, of my students will make a little video to introduce their project idea and the resources that they will make available to the Marshview teachers and students. And then they will choose what they're interested in pursuing. The projects were really cool. It doesn't have that factor of them getting to engage with university students and vice versa, so directly. But I'm trying to see how we can maybe cultivate that aspect of it a bit more. Like we've sort of said, at least if the Marshview students get to see the Mount A students in the video and have their email, they could contact them and maybe, have sort of a more ongoing kind of connection with the group of students who end up doing their project. That's one way we're thinking about it.
Their outreach efforts appear to be successful, as several projects have emerged over the winter. Despite being unable to visit the classroom, students from both schools have continued to pursue collaborative passion projects.
we had a presentation from Heather Dixon, the principal, in our last class, and she showed us and talked about some of the things they did under the COVID kind of regime, and it was still pretty neat. Like, the theme then was the marshes, and so the Mount A students came up with resources and ideas for activities that had to do with the marshes. And so, one student worked on his own and did, and I know this because he's my son. So he ended up doing because nobody else was interested in this, but he was, and it was on Fort Beauséjour. Mm-hmm. And why that was important in the area. And so he did, like, he came up with a PowerPoint and he learned a whole bunch about the history of Beauséjour. And actually it ended up being shown this past weekend at they recorded it and they showed it at the Tantramar Heritage Trust annual general meeting. And, you know, they were all into that. So that was pretty cool. So it still had that community connection, which was nice. but they, other things they did was like artwork based on the marshes, and, some of them were looking at like the dikes, the history of the dikes, how the dikes work, and they made models to understand how the dikes actually work. Some things like that.
Dr. Clayton says that middle school is a challenging time for students, even without COVID-19 rules. Students in middle school are generally between the ages of 9 and 14, which marks the transition into adolescence. Marshview Middle School's principal, Heather Dixon, conducted a school-wide survey which indicated that students start to disengage from school during those formative years.
I think it's such a difficult time to be, you know, a student. It's part of, you know, when I think it was based on recognizing that it's like grade 7-8 students, that's when they really start to disengage with school. Mm-hmm. And so that was part of it. Like, it just seemed like a good time to try to catch students to help maybe shift their attitude to school before high school. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. But another very practical reason was the principal. Like, so, you know, we have three schools in Sackville, and it happened to be the principal at Marshview is very interested in this kind of thing. Sure. And very open to it. And you need a partner, you need a willing partner, and the principal is the key figure for the school. One of their reasons for being interested was because they did a certain survey that sort of said the students weren't, like, they were basically starting to disengage from school, right? Like, that they mm-hmm. didn't really want to be there. They were noticing more behavioral issues and this kind of thing. And so for them, it was a bit of an experiment. And after this started, like, basically Wednesdays, their attendance was really good. Behavioral issues went down. You know, so basically it has kind of shown the value of this kind of thing, where, you know, students have much more autonomy. You know, they have a lot more agency in what they're learning because they chose the groups they wanted to be in.
The Engage Project will continue to connect with both the middle school and the Sackville community throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, despite the level of restrictions. Dr. Clayton is crossing her fingers for the possibility of an outdoor activity sometime this summer, as long as it's safe.